You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hello, startling, starry, stargazers, starving for starch, for starbursts, and for the show to start. Welcome to Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. I'm your humble host, Karen, and we are your assembly of assorted associates.
I'm Colin.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Chris.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
We are doing this week a mini-episode. Mini-sode.
I call them mini-sodes.
I should have thought of that one. now they're just called
copyright that one.
Mini-sode. Yeah. Today, and we will resume our regular full-length programming next week. But we all want to drop in and wish you guys, dear listeners, a Happy New Year. And we also didn't want to leave you guys empty-eared. So we do have some nifty announcements and a quiz to share in this mini-episode, mini-sode. And don't forget, we are calling for audio submissions for our upcoming 100th episode / two-year anniversary. Want to get some audience participation for our episode number 100. So record your lovely voice using your computer or voice recorder or voice memo app from your phone. You can tell us your favorite moments, why you like Good Job Brain, or let us know how you listen to the show, whatever. Sing a jingle. World is your oyster. state your name and what city you're in, and you can email us the audio file at gjb.podcast@gmail.com. And super awesome fan Ben actually made us and coded us a thing where you can just call to a U.S. phone number and leave your voice message through your phone and we'll receive it as an audio file. So you can call into area code 678-820-6264 and leave us a nice message.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So if you're listening to this, it is the week that began with January 5th, which means that I have an interesting piece of topical and current trivia to ask you guys. You know the song, The 12 Days of Christmas?
Yes.
Right. So what is the 12th and last day of Christmas?
Oh. Is it Christmas Day?
No, I don't think it is. I think it continues into the new year.
Yeah,
like, that was
see,
one. Like I remember at my house, like my mom would kind of tongue in cheek, be like, "Oh, we don't need to take the Christmas tree down."
Oh, right. No, yeah, your mom was actually correct.
She was actually correct.
That you can keep going because people celebrated Christmas starting on Christmas Day and then into the new year. So I did not know this. I always thought the 12 days of Christmas started like 12 days prior to Christmas Day.
Counting down to Christmas Day, and they were just getting a head start
or whatever. The 12th day traditionally was January 6th. That supposedly was like the day that I think that Jesus met the wise men, you know, like he was born and then a few days later.
Something like that.
It's the day of the Epiphany.
Okay.
It's like the day that Christians were awoken to the fact that Jesus was the Son of God, that sort of thing.
So are you supposed to do something on the actual 12th day, like a special celebration or a meal?
Well, there's a Shakespeare play about it.
The 12th night?
12th night.
Oh.
And that's the night of January 5th before 12th day or January 6th.
What do you do?
And so they have like 12th, I don't know, you probably eat a bunch of food and get drunk.
You know, like every holiday.
like whatever.
There's
yeah.
Lord's a leaping.
But that's,
pipe,
no,
pipe
yeah, exactly.
Everywhere.
There's 12, what is it? 12, is it 12 drummers? Is it 12, 10 lords a leaping, 9 ladies dancing?
Oh, man.
What is it? 12?
Furiously looking it up right now.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. We're so embarrassed.
Oh, drummer's drumming.
Is it drummer's
drumming? Okay. Drumming.
Okay. 11 ladies dancing? No, nine ladies dancing. What is it?
Piper's piping.
Okay.
I knew the Pipers were in there somewhere.
They're somewhere. Yeah. So it takes a while before you get to the drummers. Right.
You got the Pipers and then you have the drums and now it's a real party.
Yeah. Well, you got the bass section. Yeah.
But
the rhythm section.
You get all these rando birds. Come in.
Tons of birds.
Well, they've been there the whole time.
So interesting part about the birds, too, that I found out while I was looking at 12 Days of Christmas, it's actually not for calling birds, which is what everybody sings.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Originally, it was for collie birds, C-O-L-L-Y. And a collie bird, collie is an old English word
for
or
calling.
An old word. No,
just
not for calling. Yeah. So it's for calling birds. No, it's an old word meaning black. So it's just blackbirds.
Oh.
And then because the word fell out of favor, people kept singing it. They thought, oh, it must be calling, like, you know, bird calls. They're just singing about regular blackbirds that make no noise.
Whoa.
Or go like, rah!
All right, cool. And for this mini-sode, I have prepared a music round, and I will be playing a 20 to 30 second clip of a song, and I need you guys to buzz in and identify the artist. And this is themed, which means all five of these artists or songs are connected somehow.
Okay. Hmm.
The hint is it's connected to current events.
Okay.
So keep that in mind.
All right. Okay.
So you guys get your buzzers ready. Let me get the song clips ready. Here we go. This is the first one.
Mm-hmm. I said, sit back down where you belong in the corner of my bar with your high heels on. Sit back down on the couch where we made love the first time, and you said to me, there's something about this place.
Dana.
Chris.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
It's Lady Gaga.
Yes. Lady Gaga. That was a piano acoustic version of You and I.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number two. I actually don't really like the song.
I'm just going to say that.
It's a weird sound. I don't have to give commentary.
No, you don't have to like it, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's still good trivia.
All right, here we go. Name the artist.
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like how you're looking at Colin. Yeah. That's his girlfriend.
My
secret girlfriend.
It sounded like Gwen Stefani, but then I was like, has she done anything recently? I only know. I guess she has.
It was a couple years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
This might be almost a decade ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I know.
You're getting old. It's a
so,
weird sound.
Lady Gaga, song. Gwen Stefani, current events.
Okay, here we go. Next one. What the case? I stay on that hustle. I flex that mint on my soul. To bust your bubble, I'm on that other level. I'ma take it higher and higher, higher and higher. I stay in fire, tire. Keep burning like that fire. Dana.
So it's Will I Am?
Yes. Will I Am. Parentheses featuring Justin Bieber, but I didn't need that. Will I Am.
Current events. Will I Am. Gwen Stefani.
Lady Gaga. Does it include the song titles? Is that part of?
No, it's actually just the artist. There's nothing with the artist.
Okay.
So don't think too much about the song.
Okay.
All right. Well, here's the next one.
All right.
We'll save this.
A crowd favorite.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow, you know it's Christmas and my heart is open wide.
Open wide.
Gonna give you something so you know what's on my mind.
What's on my mind?
Yeah. I need the voice.
The voices were Justin Timberlake and Andy Samberg.
Yes, Justin Timberlake is what I'm looking for. We got a little bit of Andy Samberg.
Okay.
And here we go, the last one. This is probably the most important one.
Oh.
The linchpin.
Yeah. A guess who that is. Colin.
I'll guess, even though I don't think it is. Lauryn Hill?
No.
My guess is Janelle Monáe?
No.
Oh. Okay.
You're like, all kind of, maybe if you mated them and had a baby, and this baby's very good at piano.
Alicia Keys?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you guys know maybe the theme connecting all of these
Alicia
artists
Keys,
together?
Justin Timberlake.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Gwen Stefani.
I'll take a guess.
Oh.
I'll take a guess.
Current events. All right.
Oh, current events. Are they all New Year's babies? Were they all born on New Year's?
Oh, interesting. That would be, I did not.
That'd be a good quiz.
Yeah, you're giving me too much credit. Now that'd be a quiz.
Current events.
Recently in the news.
Okay. All right. Oh, you,
okay.
Yeah, you,
Colin,
you let it in. Listen. I'll buzz in. Okay. She was recently, like, she had a creative deal in place, right? Or she was supposed to be the creative director of, was it like BlackBerry or somebody weird like that? The BlackBerry company.
Oh.
So are these all people that have like endorsements or they're like officially creative directors for companies or something like that?
Yes, that was a very long answer.
Okay.
Yeah. Will I Am is a creative director at Intel.
Correct.
Lady Gaga, Polaroid.
Yes.
Justin Timberlake, okay. MySpace.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
And okay. Others.
That's right.
And Gwen Stefani.
Oh,
was it that phone?
Whole Foods? Like, what would it be?
Oh, clothing, well, she owns the Harajuku girl. Or yeah.
This is for a tech company.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
You see
it? Yeah, it is. It's like HP?
HP, mm. Correct. So these are all creative directors or people who are named creative directors for companies. And I want to talk a little bit about this. So Alicia Keys recently, she made headlines because she got dropped.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a weird trend. A lot of these companies hire musicians and celebrities to become their creative directors. And you're thinking,
yeah,
are they going to work every day?
I know.
Are they in meetings and planning out roadmaps and giving feedback? I
always equated it with, like, you know, when celebrities go give a talk and they get an honorary degree from a university.
Yeah, I thought that they came in once a month, you know, kind of had a meeting and saw all the different ideas and said, do this, do that, do this, do that. And then they get to put it on the press release that so-and-so, you know, works there.
Right.
I wonder if once a month is even too frequent for that.
Like, but they let her go.
They let her go.
They're like,
they're
sorry,
not doing super well,
Alicia,
though.
Q3 revenues are just out. I don't really know what your impact is.
There was a little bit of controversy because for a while, she has a really great online presence. She uses her Instagram a lot and, you know, she tweets a lot. A lot of people noticed that she uses an iPhone for a lot of this stuff. So they're kind of like, wait a minute, aren't you the creative director for BlackBerry? And so she got a lot of negative attention from that. Business Week mentioned that if Instagram is a big part of, you know, maintaining her brand, BlackBerry doesn't even have Instagram. Like, you can't even get the Instagram app for BlackBerry.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
but anyways, she got recently dropped.
Right.
And you're right, Chris. A couple years ago, Lady Gaga was named the creative director for Polaroid.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, huh. Because Polaroid, you know, they stopped making their instant cameras. And I guess there was a comeback in early 2011 at CES, Consumer Electronics Show. Lady Gaga and Polaroid unveiled three new products. Instant digital camera. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what instant digital means.
It's a printer for your hand.
Yeah, it's like, I
believe
printer.
It. I think it is.
There is a mobile printer and futuristic camera glasses. The camera glasses and instant camera actually never came out. Never came out.
Nah.
The printer did, and it didn't do so well. Mm. Justin Timberlake was creative director for MySpace.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The reinvention of MySpace.
Ran that in the ground.
Good job, Justin
Timberlake. Strike one, Timberlake.
Callaway Golf. And he recently was named the creative director for Bud Light Platinum.
There we go.
And it was very, very overt in his suit and tie music video and all the commercials.
You're right. Like, you're right.
It seems like this is basically a glorified spokesperson role.
Yeah.
It's publicity. Yeah. They'll release some sort of product that is in line with their name or their brand.
They probably say stuff to the product developers and they're like, okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm sure they sit down and look at upcoming products and, you know, give their take on it from that perspective.
Yeah.
Clearly something we don't know so much about the inner workings of. If any of our listeners are celebrities and are creative directors at tech companies, please call the aforementioned number.
Leave us a message.
And just leave us, just give us a DL on what it's like if you are Alicia Keys and you listen to this podcast. My wife works at Intel.
Her desk is right next to Will. I guess.
It's right next to him.
He's like never there.
He never returns her stapler.
It's his turn to buy the coffee, but he won't.
He doesn't do it. He doesn't buy donuts on Wednesdays for everybody.
He's like, oh, don't come in on Wednesday. How convenient, Will I Am.
So there you go. A little music round, a little insight into the weird world of creative director, tech company relationships. Very interesting. Yeah. And Alicia Keys, chin up. All right. And that is our mini episode. Stay tuned next week for a full regular Good Job Brain trivia goodness episode. Thank you guys for joining me. Thank you guys, listeners, for listening in. And I have one more announcement.
Ooh.
We are having our first meetup.
Wow.
Yeah.
I get to finally meet Dana. I am so excited.
as you guys may know, we are heading out to Las Vegas to record our first full on-site episode. It's going to be all about cool Vegas trivia, hotels, buffets, gambling, psychology, pawn shops, all of that stuff. And we decided to also host a meetup, and it's going to be on Saturday, February 8th in the afternoon. And you can check out the website, our Twitter, or our Facebook for more information. You can RSVP and hope to see you guys there.
Yeah. This is the regular fan meetup, not the crazed, insane, stabby fan meetup, which is
later
the
in the
day
evening.
After. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's in a different venue in a different city.
It takes place in your hotel room, Chris, right?
We'll see. We don't know. It's our first time doing this. So come hang out.
Yeah. Right.
Drink a beer or a soda or a shot of soy sauce. I don't know. With us.
Right.
And you can find us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, and also on our website, goodjobbrain.com. And we'll see you guys next week for a full episode.
Wow. Bye.
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 Don't stab us.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.